AVS Media Demo.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So when you first started your private practice, you've been working in accounting previously as an auditor over at Western.
Yes, I'd worked for another, for a CPA firm, a larger
AVS
CPA
Media
firm
Demo.
here locally for 2 or 3 years. I worked at Western as an internal auditor and decided that was not it. I did 2 years with a local law firm, three office law firms,
AVS Media
doing
Demo.
being their business manager and doing some tax work and stuff for them. But finally decided that I wanted to do my own thing. There were things I was limited to do through the law firm that I could not do as a CPA on my
AVS
own.
Media Demo.
So when I felt I had enough experience under my belt, I opened my office in Silva in July 1985.
Did you use like your savings to start up, or how did
I hadn't been married that long, so there were no
AVS
savings.
Media Demo.
If there was a problem with my startup, I was undercapitalized. We got a bank loan to just buy
AVS
desks,
Media Demo.
computers, just the basic stuff. It was, of course, at the time an unsecured loan,
And you could get
and
them back
yeah,
then.
you could get an unsecured loan. So, well, I mean, I had security. I
AVS
was willing to
Media
pledge the
Demo.
equipment and stuff like that, but they didn't want that. They put me on a 3 year payback, and so in order to keep the payment affordable, I had to cut. I'd initially asked for some working capital to help me out, but
AVS Media
with
Demo.
3 year payback and like a 12%,
Oh,
this was
jeez.
1985,
That's
so
right.
it
Yeah.
was, you
Double
know,
digit
probably
interest
a 12, 14% interest rate on it. So I had to get something I could afford, I had to cut it down to bare
AVS
bones.
Media
So we
Demo.
only bought equipment with it,
No
and
staff,
no
nothing.
staff, nothing like that. So I was definitely undercapitalized to start with as far as working capital. But that
AVS
just
Media Demo.
did what we had to do to get it going. Fortunately, I had something of a client base, and I had the law firm I was working with. I then took them, so I had payroll generation and some
AVS
monthly work.
Media
So,
Demo.
and I had been doing some income tax work through for clients of the law firm, so I had a small client base to start with, but that let me definitely, I didn't have to beat the bushes for my
AVS
first
Media
dollar,
Demo.
which helped good
a
deal.
lot with.
That would be. One of the things I've noticed amongst the people in the entrepreneurship program is that they kind of want to start right out the gate making some money and
AVS
that being
Media
their only
Demo.
source of income, and I just don't know that that's realistic these
Right.
days.
I was fortunate to have some, some clients to help start paying the bills, but I started at a bad time of year too. I
AVS
opened in
Media Demo.
July, so had I opened in January, I would have had tax season and higher cash flow there. But as it was, I had to kind of scrape around for 6 months until some more decent money
AVS
started
Media
coming in.
Demo.
But when I have spoken to groups before, and I in the past have usually go speak to an entrepreneur class or an SCC, and they do a beginning to get
AVS
started your own
Media
business thing,
Demo.
and that's one of the things based on my own experience that I try to definitely stress to them is that they need to put some working capital in there so that they can live. So that they don't have to sweat about making a house payment or
AVS
buying
Media
groceries
Demo.
while they're getting the business up and going, and paying a staff person, because I could not afford a staff person for 2 or 3 months. So I was answering the phone, doing the whole thing, which made me not as productive
AVS
as I could
Media
have been.
Demo.
But it did give you the contact with the people who
Yeah,
you were calling
I have
in.
always had client contact,
That's
and
cool.
that has probably been one of my problems that still now that everybody comes through the door expects to see me.
AVS Media Demo.
Stressful. I
And
remember
that's trouble.
for a while there, the little sign that you had, Dean is only available on
Yeah.
whatever days of the week. expensive. But I guess you pretty well had to, otherwise you'd never get anything done. And all
AVS Media Demo.
Now, for apart from getting startup capital with these guys, one of the things that I've noticed is, apart from their savings, there's simply no other mechanism for them to get startup capital.
AVS Media Demo.
No, it's the things have changed. Even as you said before, at that point you could get a signature loan, you could get a 90-day loan, and mm-hmm. things like that. The whole credit situation, the credit tightening. and all is really just
AVS Media
most of the
Demo.
People that I encounter that starts a business their own now are probably using home equity loan or something. That's probably the,
assuming they have
right. But home equity money is cheap.
AVS Media Demo.
If not tapped it for something else. It's the most readily available thing that's there, but then that ties someone's business investment directly to their home, which is, you know, by a lot of folks, but that's taboo by a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. At least you have the security behind it.
I can always, if I may not have a job, but I can go home. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
That is a good. One of the things that I just learned relatively recently.
AVS Media Demo.
Government secured loan for a business makes the individual personally liable, whether it's a corporation or what.
Right. If they have like an SBA guarantee mm-hmm. or something like that, or an SBA loan, yeah, they tie you up pretty
AVS Media
that.
Demo.
So there's actually, in my practice, of course, I'm in a small town, but actually I have probably seen little, if any, true corporate
AVS Media Demo,
which the in which the individual has not had to sign a personal guarantee. I mean, even in my largest corporations that I do here,
AVS Media Demo.
I mean, I have one that probably has $7-8 million in sales, which it's big to me, but still considered small. That individual still, when they go to buy a truck,
AVS Media Demo,
and the corporation does $7-8 million sales a year. So you have to be either a publicly held corporation or fairly very large in order for the banks to
AVS Media Demo
personal guarantees. If it's closely held, if it's, you know, 5 shareholders or less, the bank's going to want the personal guarantees.
From each of the shareholders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, has Sarbanes-Oxley
AVS Media Demo
changed that, made it more restrictive recently? I mean, that was my impression when Dodd-Frank first passed, was that it actually made it harder to, say, for instance, get a mortgage.
Yeah. It's put a lot
AVS
more scrutiny
Media
on
Demo.
Sarbanes-Oxley definitely put more scrutiny on the business, and in my profession, put a lot more restrictions on the individual on CPAs and doing financial statements and all, and made us
AVS Media Demo
do audit work. I mean, there's all kinds of case law out there, and I think Sarbanes-Oxley pointed to that a lot more. We have, as CPAs, if we do an audit, or if we do, not even an audit, if we do a review,
AVS Media Demo,
we create a financial statement, a document that a third-party lender uses, and they make their loan decision based on that document.
AVS Media Demo.
Case law will let them come to CPAs in the case of default on that loan
for redress.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So that's that has made the
AVS Media Demo
more clearly to us. And I do not do audit work in my practice. It's small. I dropped it back in the 90s. But Sarbanes-Oxley has hugely impacted the accounting.
AVS Media Demo.
But it's also pointed the finger to us for more liability issues, and it's been the demise of several, you know, Arthur Anderson, some of the big accounting firms have actually are not in business
AVS Media
because
Demo
of third party liability and financial impropriety, sure. and all because of that. It's made ethics a lot harder for us.
Part of the things that I've noticed.
AVS Media Demo.
During the summer, I took the entrepreneurial finance stuff, and it was primarily focused on angel investors and this sort of stuff. But as I thought about the issue, it dawned on me that by
AVS Media Demo.
Essentially, that these laws were protecting speculators, otherwise known as investors, to the expense of maintaining the capital.
AVS Media Demo.
Economy. Have you seen that dynamic yourself? I mean, that's just what ran through my mind, was that what we were doing was supporting the speculators and wiping out the people just working.
Well, I think you're seeing
AVS Media Demo.
The banks, the foreclosures, and the things like that. Now, I've had some foreclosures with my clients. Only a couple in what we would call in a speculative venture. Unfortunately,
AVS Media
the
demo.
Worst one, and some of the larger ones, having people that had on business assets, a hotel property in Cherokee and all, which was family owned and run and operated. So, but I.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, I'll probably go ahead and mention it. No problem doing that. United Community Bank, which is here, a couple of years ago, at the height of the problem, someone told me that I think probably
AVS Media Demo.
The Hiawassee, Georgia branch of United Community Bank, which is out at Lake Chattoog in northern Georgia, had 83 foreclosures going at one time, and that the
AVS Media Demo
were spec houses on the lake. I would have been surprised that the bank had 83 foreclosures bank-wide, let
right.
alone in one particular
branch.
Yeah. So
AVS Media Demo.
There are a lot of bailouts and everything there, and then you look at some folks that are just struggling and having trouble to keep the business going. I can't directly say
AVS
Media
Demo
comment if that's what you're seeing, but I think we would probably be surprised at the number of speculative things that's going on here. Not necessarily just working capital. Most of what we would see here in the way of speculative loans.
AVS Media Demo.
Homes, real estate here, the summer home kind of thing in this area. But my practice is really kind of small. I probably don't have any real clients ventures that would have
AVS Media Demo
speculative things coming in. But just overall, the whole situation has penalized the people who are just trying to get money for legitimate things. So that could be what you're talking about. The banks. The upper level
AVS
upper
Media
of the bank
Demo.
Operations are looking after those people. And when Joe with the corner convenience store here needs to remodel his building, he's having trouble getting the money for it.
It's true there. It's true. That was one of the arguments I was trying to make years ago.
AVS Media Demo.
Investments. But then you've got to go ahead and register it with the Securities Exchange Commission and this and that. But it is possible to do sort of microfinancing locally.
Yes, it is. There are
AVS Media Demo.
Several of my clients involved with is a self-help credit union. I don't know if you're familiar with that. There is a branch of it in Asheville. that's kind of the cooperative lending thing. They have
AVS Media Demo.
Have helped a couple of my clients that have went to them. Folks who have less than stellar credit situations but have a good idea. I'm sure that's grant funded somewhere along the way, but
or even the
AVS Media
right,
Demo.
Right. Well, it's a credit union, so there would be some funds coming in with that. But there is a branch of that out of Asheville, and I have I know at least two clients, maybe three, that have went through that for
AVS Media Demo.
And two, probably for expansion, for existing businesses that were not able to get the funds they needed for capital somewhere else.
And because it's a credit union and depositor owned fundamentally,
AVS Media Demo.
From some of the, yeah, it's more flexible and it's exempt from some of the other more stringent banking requirements.
That might be something for these guys who are far flung all over the country to look into. That's thanks. That's a
AVS Media Demo.
As far as I know, the folks have had good experiences with it.
Outstanding. Definitely. Well, now that pearl of information could very well help out some of the guys.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, Dan,
AVS Media Demo.
Sure. What I'll do is I'm going to post this onto the website, and you're welcome to see it there if you want. Oh, plus I have to turn you on to my blog. Let me. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.